What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking A, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Fringe. How is everybody doing on this lovely, lovely October week?
Pretty good.
Oh, we're doing great. Yo, it's my birthday today, everyone. I just want to let everybody know today is my birthday. Yes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank
happy
you so birthday. Much.
How old are you actually today?
37.
I have a confession. It's actually not my birthday. It's Nate's birthday!
What?
Yay! I have a noisemaker that doesn't make any noise. Can you maybe hear it? I hear air.
There you go. I know. I bought one, too, for the celebrations videos last week. And I thought for sure it was going to make noise. Mine doesn't make noise either. Is this not a thing anymore? It's all a lie.
Yeah, see, exactly. Just the sound of paper unrolling. We're like little chameleons.
Whoa. What is up with this?
Silent chameleons.
I got to tell you, so I bought mine at Party City. Mine's a Pikachu, supposed to be a noisemaker. But a weird thing about this Party City, it went out of business last year, at the beginning of last year, and then they opened up a Party City again in the exact same building not even a year later. So it went out of business and then came back in business not even a year later. Like, when it went out of business, they took the letters off of the building. Like, that's how out of business it was.
Wow. And they probably emptied out the whole store too. Like, it was just
and the posters in the windows said building for rent, and then Party City went back in the exact same building.
Well, you know, reuse what you got.
It will be like that sometime. Well, it turns out that they have faulty noisemakers.
When did they start taking the noise out of the noisemaker? Now they're just makers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been into an updated Party City. Have you been into an updated one?
What does that mean, an updated Party City?
Well, because the old Party City layout, like, you'd go in and it'd just be like aisles and that's it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But this new one, you go in and there's a circular counter as soon as you walk in.
Everything's chrome.
Kind of-ish.
Chrome City?
But, like, as soon as you walk in...
Well, is it chrome or is it silver?
Big debate.
That's metallic.
Interesting.
Metallic. Mm. Metallic. Mm. But there's, like, a center counter, and that's, like, where the Party City experience person is. And they, like, they greet you, like, welcome to the party. And that's, like, that's where they, like, blow up all the balloons. The layout is completely different now.
So, like, when you walk in...
They got the DJ that's there the whole time.
Instead of, like, you know, when you go to, like, to Moe's, they're like, welcome to Moe's. You walk into the party, so you're like, welcome to the party. They, like, yell at you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, it was
I love
it was a good time.
At.
It was a good time. Yeah, a good time.
Really great.
So, as you can see, my deck... Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that. Happy birthday song. Happy birthday.
As you can see, my decorations for celebrations are falling down at this point.
Do you see
the banner?
The little streamer. Yeah, the banner off to the side. Your Instagram post was so cute too, Nate. With all those, you like that? Yeah. Oh my gosh! I showed it off on one of my streams, and I was like, "Oh man, he did his better. Like you got the whole party." I was like, "I just took a picture with this box.
He's got snacks, streamers,
and stuff." Yeah.
Yeah, the snack table right back there. I made it an entire party.
I guess Big Sida just didn't get invited.
No, Sidak's right
not
there.
Yeah, but he's not, he's not in the party. He's to the corner of the party.
Yeah, I heard Nate didn't even like Sidak anymore.
Well, no,
honestly, wait a minute.
Give me a moment to talk here, okay? Give me a moment, because the Sidak is running the snack table. You go up to Sidak and you say, hey, I'd like a Pop-Tart.
So he's working the party. He's not invited to the party.
Yeah, he's not even enjoying the party.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he's enjoying it. Oh, don't worry about it. Sidak's enjoying it. And trust me, this...
Yeah,
it was a fun time. It was a fun time. Don't you worry about Psyduck, okay?
Maybe not for Psyduck.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
Everybody was invited. Everybody was invited.
There's a lot of people trying the sealed Pokemon jam.
Oh, actually nobody touched that. Nobody touched that at all. Weirdly enough. So I don't know why.
Odd.
Party continues a little bit this week. Everybody's still invited, so
Just not Simon. Yeah.
Celebrate good times, come on.
So this week we are going to talk about Celebration. Celebrations is officially out right now.
What?
You can get some, hopefully get some. We'll give our full thoughts on Celebrations as far as like going to the stores and seeing it and opening it up, all that good stuff. Also, we're going to talk about Play Pokemon, a little bit of an update when it comes to tournaments and championships, and a good update at that. So I think this is the best piece of good news we've had when it comes to Pokemon tournaments in almost 2 years now, right? Going on 2 years. So
yeah, absolutely.
A new Pokemon movie is out, and then we're also going to talk about what in the world is going on at the Pokemon Center.
Yeah, what that's about accurate.
Right on, right on.
Did everybody have a good weekend? I know everybody kind of had like an eventful weekend. Like we all we all left the house and did something.
Yeah, there's a whole world outside the front door. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. No. Know, I found that out just this weekend.
I actually took my front door with me everywhere I went.
Oh.
I was walking around with the front door in front of me. So I never really left, yeah.
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 The world is your home.
A nice comfy home feeling. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I we got to ask.
My weekend's great. Thank you for asking. Are we still on the sound? Yeah. There's so many weekend sound clips, man.
How was your weekend? How was your weekend?
My weekend was great.
How was it?
Good. Good.
My weekend was great. I went to Vegas, partied it up.
Did you come back with $1 million?
I did not come back with $1 million.
Oh, okay.
But I came back with a big smile.
But she left with a million memories.
Yeah, exactly. 1 million memories. Oh, that's a lot, though. I don't know if my brain can hold that many.
At least 72 memories.
At least 3.
Nice. It's a good. You know, we're close. At least 3, 20. A million.
Yes, somewhere in between there.
About 2 or 3.
Yeah, I'd say about 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. Say about 2 or 3.
Where did you go? Wait, did you both leave? Did we all
I left. Yeah, I left.
I left. Yeah,
I left.
That's what I said. All of us left the house.
I know. I didn't realize we all went on adventures.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those movies where, like, all the kids graduate from school and then they all go their own separate
ways. You go your own way. Oh, yeah.
Please do not clip that. Why do I say things like that? Okay.
I don't know.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Who knows?
I have no idea.
Anyway, where'd you go?
Well, Jordan, you went to a... I don't know. Where did you go?
I've been around.
You went to a gaming convention.
Why y'all be
around? I went to a place outside of Philly. It's a convention. There was cheesesteaks around. But it's sometimes. There was Too Many Games, which is a gaming convention. Just, you know, modern, retro, all that stuff, video games. But there's a lot of like YouTube guests there, and
a lot of games,
like Jordan
Fringe.
Yeah, I was there, it was a good time. Mainly went to see a lot of, you know, friends I haven't seen over the past, you know, few years, and to finally meet some people in person for the first time. But I used to go to a lot of conventions, so like it felt really nice. You know, there's a lot of, you know, good, you know, regulations there to make sure everything was good and safe for everyone. But, you know, it just felt nice being in like that environment. And it was one of the days, Saturday, was their biggest day ever that cons ever had. And I only knew that before walking in, before even talking to like the people running it, because the cars in the parking lot stretched down to further in the parking lot where there was a movie theater and a Target. Like the cars were pushing back so far. I'm like, yo, people have to park and walk a mile. Like it's not like it used to be. So it was good to see that everyone was ready to see people, to come back out. And everyone did it, you know, safely, and it was a good time.
Good.
So
good. What about? I'm glad you had a good time.
Good.
There you go. What did you get into?
I went to Ohio this weekend.
What?
Ohio?
Yeah, took a trip to Ohio and went to some flea markets. Went to these huge flea markets. Oh, ginormous!
It
literally took up the entire day. That's how big these flea markets are.
Why do they call it a flea market?
So you buy fleas.
They sell fleas.
Sell fleas. Yeah. Little bugs.
Yeah, that's why we went.
Oh, got it. So you went to a market that had a bunch of little bugs for sale, specifically fleas.
Well, what did you think it was?
Got it. No. I just thought for some reason it was something else. I didn't understand.
Okay.
Really, were they large fleas, or was the flea market large?
Yeah.
Got it. Wait, so yeah. Did you go to a flea market and look for Pokemon cards?
Yes, I did, actually.
Yo!
Yeah, I was looking for Pokemon stuff in general. Okay. And, of course, Marie was looking for some stuff that she collects as well. Monster High. She collects Monster High. Mm-hmm. And really into the mini brands now. So,
dude, the mini. Did we talk about us opening those minis last week?
I think so.
I think we discussed the minis.
I've seen them at the store, and I would like to purchase more. And now I can feel the little mini addiction starting.
I saw them.
Oh, it's dangerous.
At the Target near the convention, I saw them there, and I was like, oh, my friends are addicted to these things. But I'm not falling for it.
Did you think about buying one?
I looked at it for a second. I was like, I could get a macaroni and cheese that's like an inch tall, but I'll pass.
You should have went for it.
Come on.
I was thinking about it. But
imagine if they put little macaronis inside. Ooh. And little cheeses. That'd be really
little
cute.
Little cheeses?
Little cheeses and little macaroni. Little cheeses. Yep.
So I actually did find some EX Team Rocket Returns packs.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wait. At like a random booth or was it like a gaming booth? Like, did they know?
It was like, oh, yeah. They knew. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like some random person that had no idea what they have. They knew exactly what they had. And it's been a while since I've seen some Team Rocket Returns. Those are a little bit harder to get.
There's a chunk of those EX, like Fire Red, Leaf Green, Team Rocket Return. Like, those are like, yeah. Those
like, when you compare that to like base set, one's clearly harder to get than the other. I mean, it's obvious, but yeah, I saw the person had two packs of it sitting there, and I was like, I think I kind of want these. And I knew they were expensive, you know, I knew it. Mm-hmm. And, so I was like, hey, and there was no price on it. And so I was like, hey, what's your price on these Team Rocket packs? And he goes, oh, they're not for sale.
What?
And I'm like, I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, I was like, okay, end of conversation, that's fine. And so I started to walk away, and he was like, they're going to be expensive. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I was like, and I just kept walking. I was like, they're not for sale, so I'm not going to like try to get them off of you. Yeah, exactly. And then he goes, well, they're going to be at least $500. And I was like, why are you telling me the price if they're not for sale?
Yeah.
Like, it was just a weird kind of like interaction. And I was like, yeah, you kind of turned me off to this whole situation now.
Hey, those aren't for sale. Yeah, I mean, maybe they are, but they're going to be expensive.
Yeah. So I was like,
yeah,
I'm not.
That's weird.
Yeah, I kept walking away. I was like, well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. So, I don't know. That was a weird interaction. So,
yeah, he could have slanged some Team Rockets, but nope.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's set. Okay. Oh, EX Team Rocket Returns is my favorite Pokemon card set of all time.
I thought of you when I saw those too.
I thought of you.
There was two of them sitting
drooling.
There.
Drooling.
There was two of them. So. Oh, well, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. I feel like maybe it's also time. Tough because it was two loose packs, like, and it was from a random person. Like, you never know if those were weighed or not.
Exactly. That's always my worry is, like, and then you can ask, like, are these weighed? And, of course, they're going to say no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but it's like they could have bought them off of somebody, and the person they bought them off weighed them, but they might not know that. So it's just those packs pass through so many hands. That it's hard to keep track of it. So unless you're knowing it's coming from like a fresh box and you're seeing it right then and there, it's really hard to determine it. So,
I feel like it's like becoming more common for those old expensive ones to like literally if you have like a loose lot of them, say these are the heavies and these are the lights. Like if you want a light one, it's right here. If you want a heavy one, it's right there.
Yeah, honestly, at this point,
be like, oh, this wasn't weighed. Like.
At this point, I'd rather people just be honest. Like, these are a light pack, these are heavy pack. There's people that like and want light packs, too. So just be honest with it. I'm not going to pay top dollar for a pack that somebody's like, oh, I have no idea.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You just don't know.
So.
Well, all right. Sorry you didn't get your Team Rocket packs.
It's all good. It's all good. We had a good time, so we enjoyed it. I had a kind of a free weekend to do whatever I wanted, and that's what I decided to do. That's what I decided to take part in this past weekend, was enjoying time with Marie and just being out and about, you know?
Stop being so cute.
Nah. Oh, I guess we should talk about Pokemon at some point.
Were talking about Pokemon, to be fair. Pokemon?
That's true, we were. That's true.
I heard this was a Pokemon podcast.
It is. Before we get into everything, we do have some housekeeping to take care of.
Housekeeping?
As we've been making transitions into evolving the podcast, we have talked about this briefly in weeks past. We have been doing some slight changes here and there, trying to improve everything. And so, first off, we thank you for your patience through this entire transition. But we do have essentially another podcast happening.
What?
That's right. So we will have the Shadowless podcast like you hear every week. But then I know a lot of people have been asking what's going on with Patreon. And this is the announcement for one of the new things for Patreon. We will have a new exclusive podcast for Patreon. And the thing about it is it will have nothing to do with Pokemon. I mean, we might talk about Pokemon here and there, but you know, for the people that enjoy, like, our banter and just, like, talking about random topics, we are going to do a podcast of just randomness. And it will all be driven by topics from Patreon members. So we will be making a post on the Patreon asking you for random topics for us to discuss and talk about. And so we will be doing that. The podcast does have a name. It is called Shadowless Podcast Presents Heavily Played.
Da, da, da.
Not Gym Mint, not Mint, not Lightly Played. Mm. Heavily Played.
It do be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it really do.
Yeah.
Really
so do. Once a month, we will have the Shadowless Podcast Presents Heavily Played on Patreon. Next week will be the debut episode of that podcast. The first episode is going to be up for everybody to listen to. So we will upload it to iTunes, Spotify. That way everybody can get an idea of it. But then after that first episode, it will be exclusively on Patreon. And Patreon is only $5 if you are interested in that. Also, we will be uploading the entire podcast, the normal Shadowless podcast, exclusively up on Patreon, the video version.
With our faces,
that's right. So a lot of people have been asking for the entire video version of the podcast, so we will be uploading that to Patreon as well. But you can always just listen to it for free on Spotify, you know, Apple, wherever else you listen to podcasts. I'm sure there's other places as well. Amazon.
Google. McDougal.
Google.
There's other, places.
places.
Listen to a podcast. I'm sure there's more places, right?
Yeah, there's gotta be.
Two or three.
That you can listen to them on Facebook now. You know that?
Wait, no. What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing now.
Are we uploading ours to Facebook?
No, we are not. Because at the moment we're not, because there's an extra step you have to go through. So like with the way we do it now, you upload it to a platform and then that sends it out to all these locations. Mm-hmm. The Facebook one, you have to upload separately by itself. So maybe we'll get into that eventually.
Maybe one day.
I think Facebook will probably end up making it available on the thing that we upload ours to is what's
hopefully
happen.
I mean, that would be nice. That'd be nice, great. Honestly. So there is an update right there of all of that. And of course, you can head over to our YouTube channel as well, and you can see some YouTube Shorts video versions of the podcast of just random spots. But let's go ahead and dive right in. Of course, we got to open up our beverages before we begin the official discussion.
Our beverages? Right.
Yeah, what'd y'all bring today? What'd y'all bring?
Well,
random noises? Okay.
I do have random noises, if anyone was wondering.
If I ask you for a random noise, can you just give us one?
Like that one?
Yeah, but I didn't ask, but I was just saying if I asked.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, can we have another one?
Boing. Yep, I got a lot loaded up here.
Okay, good.
Just like my general thoughts. Wait, what was that? Was that? Ah, yes, of course.
Yes, the cough.
Who coughed?
I got a nice Zevia. As always, zeros across the board.
I am tired of hearing about this, to be honest with you.
Caffeine-free cola. It just, I feel better after I drink it, you know?
Does it really have zeros across the board? Because
it does. Means there's like nothing. You think I'm lying.
There's literally nothing there. I don't understand.
What does that, say?
It says calories zero, total fat zero, sodium zero, total carbs zero, protein zero. I guess you're right.
That's a lot of zeros.
That is a lot of zeros.
And that is a board they're going across.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a board. Okay, I understand.
And it says live your best at the very top.
Wow, that's great.
So,
motivation to start off your day.
I'm just saying, okay. Super Duper Danny, what do you got over there?
So, I've been traveling a lot. I haven't had time to do my booch restock again. I feel bad. I feel boochless the last couple of weeks. I've not had a booch.
You get nothing.
Exactly.
You lose.
Exactly. I have a fresh cup of Joe in my SpongeBob Me Bob mug. My brother got me this mug many, many moons ago, and I still use it on the daily. It's a butterscotch coffee that's in here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No booch this week. No tea. I almost did tea, but I didn't feel like it.
Okay, not a tea day. A coffee day.
Yeah. So no tea and mug, but coffee and mug.
All right. So we got the butternut squash coffee.
Oh, come on! Could you imagine? Wait, that's kind of fun. Butternut squash coffee.
Yeah.
We'll start it up. That's my liquid for the
Are day. You a little tired today? Is that why you're drinking the coffee?
I do drink coffee every day. Don't let it fool you. But yes, I drove like 6 hours yesterday. And I did a stream. Whoa. And then I went to bed.
So you're a little tired today.
I'm a little sleepy.
Wake up!
I was wondering why you, like, I was like, you normally wouldn't ask me if I'm tired. What's going on here? Ah, yes.
Are you tired?
Wake up!
Okay, and Mr. Jordan Fringe, what do you have over there?
Liquids. Oh, that's a tall boy.
Yeah, this is the good old G Fuel. Pumping it up. Monday morning G Fuel.
What flavor is in your G Fuel?
It is... I'm not clickbaiting you. It's called clickbait.
Clickbait! I love the package on that one.
Yeah, it's very colorful. Oh.
Yeah, it's really good. What flavor is it, though?
Clickbait.
Yeah, what flavor is that?
Oh, like some...
Tastes like viral content.
Yeah, honestly. I don't really know how to describe it.
I like that you're drinking something and you have no idea what...
Is it fruity? Is it what...
If you want it.
Does it taste like tires? What?
Not tires. Like, I would definitely say it's sweet. It's sweeter.
Tastes like computers.
A lot of G Fuel stuff is just called something, and you kind of go, it kind of tastes like this.
That's true.
So, is it like a Snickers bar? Does it taste like a Snickers bar?
Not in the slightest.
No. Okay.
But, you know, one day we'll have liquid chocolate bar drinks.
Is it a baby bottle pop?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with those. I'll go with that. I was never, as much as I always wanted those, cause I'm like, for dipping in the powder, I was never allowed to, because it's like, yeah, you could, it's too much sugar, it's just all sugar.
It's sugar, but then you dip it in sugar, so it like cancels it out, right?
It's double sugar?
No,
there really
no,
is some no, candy sugar. That is like legit just nothing but sugar. You know what I mean? Like a Reese's, like, that's got some peanut butter in there, so, you know.
Some little chocolate, some cocoa.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It's got, but there are some candies that are legit just candy. I mean,
like
just
those
sugar.
Fun Dip sticks. Remember Dip? You just scoop up the little sugar powder.
Mm. Yeah, a little scoop-dee poop.
Scoop-dee poop. So next week we're going to get Fun Dip, get a little scoop-dee poop.
You remember Big League Chew?
Yes. The chunky.
That was wild.
You put
wild.
A big old
a
chunk
green,
of the big
green
league.
Apple. That was my.
Had,
that was, my
that was your jam.
Green one.
I was always a green apple person when it comes to any candy, though.
Really?
Yeah, I always liked the green apple.
Oh. So, like, if there was caramel apples being made, you're like, no, I want mine green.
Yeah. I don't like caramel. I'm not.
No,
a caramel
I was
person.
Just about to wow. ask if you liked that sucker that's just like apple flavored sucker dipped
no.
in caramel.
No.
I have a good story about that.
Go on.
One of my teeth got ripped out in one of those once.
Get
no,
out of here.
Dude,
oh, my goodness.
I was a kid, you know? when you lose your teeth when you're, like, growing into your new adult ones. So I was a little kid.
Is it just, it's like stuck on it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay. I was enjoying my caramel apple sucker. And yeah, I was like doing the thing where I was like, on the caramel. And yeah, one of my teeth got stuck to the caramel. And when I pulled down the tooth, it eventually came off where it was like still connected to my mouth. But it definitely got yanked out like enough where I had to finish pulling it out.
Hell yeah.
That was on my baby teeth. It's like one of the side, ones toward, like behind your canines, like one of the side molar guys, I think. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. Oh, yum. So anyway,
that wasn't the soundboard.
Apple suckers. Yeah. They yum. Have a special place.
That was.
Wow.
Not the soundboard either.
Okay, let me try. Yum.
Oh, yum.
Ah, that was close.
Oh, anyway. Man, that's horrible. I don't want to hear that story ever again.
I still really like those suckers.
Oh. You didn't learn your lesson the first time.
I did not learn my lesson.
How many times are you going to teach you this lesson, old man?
I see you in 10 years and I'm missing all my side teeth.
I just can't quit. They're so good.
They're just so tasty.
Let's go ahead and open up our drinks. On the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Kerchow. Oh, that one sounded like a chiropractor butt crack. Okay, here I go. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Did you gurgle?
I gurgled.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, who was that?
Mm. Who was that?
Good stuff. Fresh butterscotch coffee and butternut squash coffee.
Ooh, that was good. That was good. Yeah. You know what also is good?
Mouthwashed.
Mm,
his mouth with clickbait.
Clickbait. Yum.
Wow. Well, we got to figure out the answer to a very, very important question.
Yeah.
And that is, what caught Mr. Jordan French's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan French, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Oh.
Well, sorry. This week at the Pokemon Flatulence Center.
Who farted? I can smell it through the screen.
Well, I think we know who did it then. It was me.
Nice.
Interesting week at the Pokemon Center. A couple sporadic drops with a bunch of the celebration stuff being thrown in there on Friday.
I missed all of them.
Sold out, by the way. For the celebration stuff.
You don't say.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. But what we did finally get a little earlier in the week is we finally got the Mimikyu bowl, the ceramic bowl, dropped, similar to the Gengar bowl. But
you know, I got Mimikyu. Enough bowls over here, okay?
But you don't have a Mimikyu slideways tilted bowl.
I don't need any more bowls.
Well, who does? But we're getting them anyway. So there's that bowl. Then we got these three Comfy Friends plushies that are $35.99. They're between 13 and 15 inches. Swablu, Cinchino, and Zora. So
the Swablu one, can we have a moment? What is happening? His wings are wrapped in and he's like a little poof ball.
Yeah, so I don't know much about the I think are these similar to the the ones like the Quagsire and the Dedenne ones?
I think so. They look like similar material.
But
I think they're probably definitely higher quality just from the price tag on them.
Yeah, I think they're really, really soft.
The materials under more details, it says, quote, all new material slash polyethylene, whatever. What is the all new material?
You know, new material.
Oh, dude, we can't spoil that.
Oh my god, I want to touch it. Sorry, it looks really soft. Sorry, I'm just going to stop speaking.
No, continue.
Oh, hell yeah.
What are your real thoughts on them?
Oh my god.
So we had those new plushies.
We got another plushie. We got Safari Pikachu Pokey Plush, 8-inch. It's Pikachu wearing his little safari hat. I think that's more tying into Pokemon Go, I believe that's
yes.
right.
Yeah. Yes, Pokemon Go.
He's laying down like a little, like he's, what's it called, splootin'? Like a little sploot, like what dogs do.
A what?
Okay, let me look this up first before I
just call that prone.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. Search up the word sploot, and you'll see what I'm talking about here.
So I'm not going to type that in.
Me that Pikachu splootin'?
Straight up splootin'. Type in the word sploot. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm nervous to say.
I'm a search pass word on that.
No.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
A sploot. It's when the dog or cat does the thing where it lays on its tummy and its legs are in front of him and its other legs are like all the way back and he's just like full blown, like doing big stretch on his tum-tum. Look it up. There's pictures.
Yo.
Yeah, Jordan, what else did we have at Pokemon Center this week?
Besides our non-animal fact of dog splootin', we have a new line that came out, the Kanto Gym Badge line. So you get a lanyard that has all the badges on the lanyard and like drawn on there, so that's cool. There's these magnets that came out, this magnet set. I think a lot of people thought they were pins at first in the way they look, because we've seen the pins from them many a times, I feel like, for the at least the first set of gym badges. But it's a magnet set, for your magnet needs of the first 8 gyms for Kanto. Mm-hmm. And then you get shirts and hoodies, different forms. You have the quarter zip where it's like a slightly zipped down, one that has it on there. You have full on regular hoodies and then t-shirts with the 8 badges either lumped together on one side or one of the t-shirts just has it going across the entire shirt. So
these are clean. New line. They're like all minimalistic kind of. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like the outline of the badge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not bad.
The backpack, that's new too, right?
The block art? Did that come out before? I think we talked about the Loungefly stuff last time.
I don't think that backpack came out last week.
I think that was one of the 3 that dropped. I don't know where the other 2 are. I thought there was one of the 3.
Actually,
drops.
I don't know if we talked about that backpack, but I know we talked about the bag, like the tote bag.
We may have, yeah. We talked about the other block party stuff then. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Then there is a convertible backpack by Loungefly.
Convertible?
It doesn't look like a convertible to me.
Yeah. No.
So it's like, does that mean like half the backpack falls off and all my stuff comes out? Or
it's only half of a backpack.
It's only half a backpack. So yeah, there's that. That's $74.99. That's part of the block part already. The block party artwork. Can you tell it's been a fun weekend?
Have you ever had a dream?
Have you ever party block your backpacks at the block party and then your parties in the artwork? That's up there as well. Interesting stuff this week. Did you guys get anything that stood out to you that I was like, okay, yeah, I gotta get that?
No.
That would also be another no for me as well. I did buy something, but I did not buy anything from the new line of stuff.
What'd you get?
And Danny, you as well. I bought the last village piece that I needed, the Oranguru.
Oh!
I bought the Oranguru. They restocked on all 4 of them this week, and that was the only one I was missing, so I finally got that one.
Mm-hmm. I got the Lickitung one. I was so excited.
I'm happy you're able to complete the set, though.
The Schwantage Millage, yes.
They definitely restocked them a lot more this year than they did last year. So last year, it was like one restock, and that was it. And it was a very, like, short restock, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I wonder if maybe they realized this time, like, they went so fast or there were so many issues with the site. They're like, we got to put these up again.
But this begs the real question.
Uh-oh.
What did I get?
What did Mr. Jordan Fringe get? Well, I think it's safe to say that Jordan got the Mimikyu Bowl.
Yeah, for sure. That's the top pick.
Definitely the Mimikyu Bowl.
Okay.
I don't think you got the backpack. I don't think you got the plushes, even though they are really soft looking.
Yeah, I think you probably passed on the plushes. I want to say you did, however, get that magnet set.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool magnet set.
I feel like
if you I feel like you're gonna not open it and use them as magnets, though.
There's most things I get.
Those are my two guesses. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I don't think you went for any of the plush toys or the shirts. So I would also say, yeah, that bowl for sure. And the magnet set. But I feel like we talked about the magnet set before this started, and I can't remember what your thoughts were on it.
Well, the answer is I got nothing.
What?
No, you got that Mimikyu
bowl.
No,
I got the Mimikyu bowl.
Yeah, okay.
But that's
I it. Was like, there's no way. There's no way you did not get that Mimikyu bowl.
Yeah, no, I was like, I've been hyping that up for weeks.
I know. When they announced everything that was going to be released, that was the one item like you were most excited about.
Oh, absolutely. There was no question.
You have not stopped talking about the Mimikyu bowl.
And I will continue to not stop talking about the Mimikyu bowl until it's in my hands, which
is
shipped.
Did you just get one, Jordan?
Yeah, I just got one. I have one Gengar one. I'll put it right next to it, and I have my Mimikyu and Gengar.
Hey, Nate's got a Gengar one, too, I heard.
I have heard that.
I got two of them. I'll give an update on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On that whole situation. So I did contact Pokemon Center about it.
Mm-hmm.
So backstory, they sent you a
and that's
Gengar.
It.
That's it. No, yeah, that's it. That's all. Oh. That's the only. That's
the update. About right. They transferred me over to, like, the division to help for, like, the poster situation. Still haven't heard anything back. It's been another week.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything at all.
It's crickets.
Someone was telling me, and I forget who this person was, and I do apologize that I forgot, but a special shout-out to you.
Mystery
that,
person.
That they said that Pokemon most likely would not switch out the items. That I probably should go ahead and buy the Eevee now, the Eevee statue, which is what I originally ordered, mm-hmm. because they most likely will not exchange the item.
Wow.
Because they have a similar experience or something along the line. So
I wonder if you'll just get credit or what they'll make you send that one back.
Oh, they'll definitely make me send it back for sure. I don't think I've ever heard of an instance of like them letting somebody just keep an item like Amazon would typically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'll definitely have to send that back. I just hope I don't have to pay for postage.
That would be so bad because it was their mess up.
Yeah. So, but also how do you prove it?
Well,
I mean,
that open every package on camera from now on.
You buy so much stuff from Pokemon Center. I feel like they should give you good customer service. That would just be
well, I'll keep everybody updated on the situation. So far, I have not heard anything, and I still own two
call
Gengar.
Call it the Gengar Bowl Watch.
Yeah.
2021.
Gengar Bowl Watch.
Gengar Bowl Watch of 2021.
Will they or won't they fix the problem?
Stay tuned to find out.
Or would it be better to use the X-Files?
How did this arrive here? Will it go or will it stay?
Wow.
Well,
I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
So that's it for Pokemon Center stuff, right?
Yeah. Seems like it there, Nate.
I would think so.
I would imagine.
I got something in the mail today. It wasn't from Pokemon
Center. Something came in the mail today?
Something came in the mail today.
Got
it! I told you I was going to say it literally got here like an hour ago.
Can we make guesses of what it is?
Yeah. Guess what it is. Because it's something we talked about on the podcast.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's going to be... I feel like I'm right, so I don't want to ruin the whole surprise, but I'm going to say it's the coffee maker.
Do you have a guess, Nate?
That's not out yet.
It's not out yet?
No, it's not out yet.
Oh, interesting.
My guess is Loungefly backpack.
That sounds pretty good guess.
Those were both great guesses.
But it's not right.
Let me get it.
Is it Pokemon related?
Yes. And I think so. You guys are both like partial, not like partially right. One of you is right, right. It is.
Oh, a Loungefly bag.
That's exactly what I thought it was. A Loungefly backpack.
So I ordered the Loungefly backpack with the coffee maker. And the coffee maker has not released yet. So yeah, that one's still.
I didn't know the date. I forgot.
Yeah, I thought they were going to send them together, and then I got really excited, and then I saw it was just this one, and I was still excited, but, like, you know,
yeah,
a little less caffeinated
together,
excited.
Forever, sure. Together,
a little High School Musical.
There you go. Oh, beautiful. Oh, wow. Are you going to use it, or are you going to Jordan Fringe it?
Am yeah. I going to Jordan Fringe it?
Yeah, hang it on your wall. Never use it.
So this is their, like, sepia, like, Pikachu sepia collection, like, little mini bag.
So it's got, like, old-style Pikachu is embroidered on it with some flowers. I would say it's kind of like a tan color.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. Like tan and brown is, like, the color palette. But, yeah, it's like the Pikachu from the original anime is, like, the art style.
And yeah. So is that your new travel backpack?
I think this is going to be my, like, bring into conventions and stuff kind of bag. Because it's a good size where it can hold a camera. It can hold, like, any extra little stuff you buy there. And you can hold your wallet or whatever.
You could probably put, I don't know, like, in that front one. That front one unzips, right?
Yeah.
You could probably, I don't know, probably put a mechanical pencil in there?
Oh, yeah, maybe two.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a mechanical.
Put a lot of bean dip in here, too.
And an eraser that says big mistakes.
Can go in there. I'm going to get those erasers that are shaped like foods, like hamburgers and hot dogs and french fries.
Ooh, okay. You know now I mean? We're talking.
I didn't. Okay. I don't know why this jogged a memory, but that time we went to the sushi restaurant in L.A.
Yeah.
We got a piece of sushi out of the little prize thing. I think that was an eraser, wasn't it?
Yeah. We did get an eraser shaped like a sushi.
Nice.
I think, yeah.
California roll or?
It was like a, I don't remember what kind it was, but I do remember that.
Yeah, that's it might fun. Have been a, might have been a yellowtail or a dragon roll.
I don't know my face.
Someone's tail. Someone out there missing their tail.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Tailspin? Really cute.
Tailspin? Ooh.
It has words on it, too, that I didn't even know this was here.
Yeah, what does it say?
It's got words.
It's like, literally, like, I'm trying to figure out, it might be, like, part of the script from like a voiceover or something. It's like this exciting and something something story about Pikachu. I'm trying, so it's all like blocked.
It's a great
off.
Story.
I don't even know what it is. Write this down. I'm trying to even figure out a story about Pikachu and its fellow friends taking part in a challenging adventure. Yeah, I don't know, but it looks really cute. All over it. It's got.
Didn't realize you're gonna have to read.
Yeah, reading was not on the purchase agreement.
I would definitely send an email to GameStop and let them know that
you made me read.
You guys made me read. Anyway, bag. Oh, what was that? Dude, was that the one we said sounded like primate, or was that a different one?
Yeah, that's what that sounds like primate.
No, I think this one was the primate.
Oh, the that's the primate.
Yeah, go primate.
Yeah. Oh no!
Shout out primate.
Shout out to primate. So go Caterpie.
Anyway. Yeah.
I want somebody to draw Pokemon, and I want them to take the face off of the Pokemon and put Beavis's face on there.
Yeah. Somebody please do that. Disturbing.
Okay.
Anyway, that was my show and tell for today.
Beautiful.
I'm excited
That's
about
great.
The bag. I'm excited what about else? The coffee maker, too.
What else did we bring to show and tell? Nate, what did you bring?
Show and tell.
You said
show
bring something, and she brought that. I brought something.
Oh, I didn't realize we were actually supposed to bring something.
You were
something.
The one who said show
you
and
said
tell.
You said bring something.
Great. Great. Just
I was
perfect.
Just Next, listening to you.
Put me on the spot right here.
Come on, birthday boy.
Oh, okay. I got something for you. Now, in order to get a good dose of daily fiber, I like to eat my Metamucil crackers.
There
right
we go.
Here.
Ooh, is that apple crisp?
Fiber nice.
That is apple crisp right there.
Nice, 100 calories.
You gotta have your fiber.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fiber is definitely something that people don't get enough of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get enough fiber.
I do not.
Oh. You gotta eat some Metamucil.
Apparently.
These Metamucil crackers, I'm telling you. Oh, and they taste good, too. Oh, boy.
That was a really fun sound that you just made. Wow. Wait, can you do that again?
Oh, boy. So
you
these,
just
I just.
Your own sounds and use some of those.
One little packet a day. That's all you need, really.
Keeps the issues away.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait,
right?
Can we get a fart sound?
It keeps you regular. So.
Nice.
In about 30, 40, 50 years, we'll be sponsored by Metamucil.
Yes. So.
Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm Jordan Fringe, Metamucil. Shout out to them. They're sponsoring. And everything's been okay. You know, everything's been good. We're doing good. No more issues. Oh, never mind.
Jordan, that one sounded wet.
Oh, no.
I got to say, last week we talked about the Doobie Brothers.
We did.
And and the part where I said they do be brothers, I don't know. I laughed so.
They do
I went
be
back
brothers.
And listened to it, and I laughed
You're
so
not
hard
wrong.
At that.
Oh, my
gosh. Because it was like, it was so out there in the open, and nobody said it, and I don't know.
Did not even cross my mind.
They do be brothers.
I do have a box. Literally, I have a box right here.
Show and tell. All
right, what do you got? What's in the box? What do you got? What's
in that box? It's not necessarily what's
Jordan
in
Prim,
the box.
Show us what's in that box.
But what is the box?
Oh.
Ooh.
An Xbox. This is an Xbox I really wanted from 2009 when it came out with the game Resident Evil 5. If you can see right here, or more importantly right here, it's the red Xbox.
Oh, my God. With the controller?
With the controller.
So it's red is what you're telling me.
It's red. It's a red Xbox. And I've always wanted it, and I got a really good deal on it this weekend, so I bought this.
That is an Xbox 360 Elite?
Yes, an Xbox 360. I know some younger viewers, if you don't, it's a retro console now, I understand. The Xbox 360.
Let's not call it retro.
It's
like
close.
That.
It's
what?
It's on that 15-year plus. It's old. The Xbox came out a while. I mean, this model came out 2009, but that's the Xbox itself, 360.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about?
Look, wow.
Dude, well, I just got a flashback to the red ring of death. Yeah, congratulations. I just had a flashback to the red ring of death.
I mean, if it red rings on this, it would look cool.
Yeah, that would look cool because it's red.
So there you go. Xbox 360.
Nice cop.
Well, that's what's happening at the Pokemon Center this week.
Get your red Xbox 360s at the Pokemon Center.
I was like, Nate, what did you bring? I forgot you brought your Metamucil crackers.
Yeah, I brought the most important thing.
Yeah, that was really good.
So, yeah, most important thing. Obviously, we still got more Pokemon news to discuss, so let's keep going. Now, remember, we are not breaking the news. We are just simply discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real? Breaking news? Gets old.
Everyone else can hear the music, right? That's not in my head.
No, it was nothing playing.
That just plays in my head all the time, like 24/7.
I have no recollection. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the first bit of news, we're going to talk about Play Pokemon. Play Pokemon, yeah. So obviously for the kind of ish 2 years, Pokemon sanctioned Pokemon events have not been taking place. However, it seems like we might have a little bit of an update and some good news at that.
I like both those things.
Yes.
Some good news. So they sent over a press release, and you can also look at this on their website as well. But it looks like possibly maybe
kinda, the sorta
events might be resuming sooner rather than later.
That's so exciting!
I'm pulling up the press release right now, and let's see here. Today, October 5th is when this was sent, so I'll read this and then we'll kind of discuss it. Mm-hmm. Today, the Pokemon Company International shared more details about the 2022 Play Pokemon Championship Series. The Play Pokemon Championship Series brings competitors together from around the world in a series of regional, international, and special events to compete for prizes and ultimately the title of Pokemon World Champion.
Wow.
In the 2022 Pokemon Championship Series, trainers from around the world will compete in the Pokemon TCG, the Pokemon Sword and Shield video games, and Pokemon Tournaments DX video game. And for the first time, Pokemon Go for millions in prizes and travel awards.
Wow. Yo, Pokemon Go is a new one. They have not done that before.
That's right. That is correct. And after, what, 5 years of Pokemon Go being out, we're finally getting like a world championship thing. And We kind of got something Pokemon Go in 2019 at the World Championships. Because remember, it was like an invite, and it was like they invited 8 people.
Yeah, like player versus player. Like, I remember that.
Side tournament. And there was like a little trophy and everything. So it looks like maybe that was pretty successful and people enjoyed it. And now we're seeing like an actual Pokemon Go World Championship.
This is exciting.
Situation. Exciting.
I was trying to figure out. So it's something called the Go Battle League. So I haven't been playing Pokemon Go. So I didn't really like realize that there was like a more fleshed out feature for like the actual battling and stuff, which is great.
Will you open it up now?
Caught Pokemon. Yo, maybe I'll crack open the old app. Duster off. Ooh. I thought it was a great idea.
It was a great idea.
It was a pretty good idea.
It was a really good idea.
Yeah, for the 2022 season, some players will qualify for new age divisions. All players who earn points in the 2020 season, which was canceled in March of 2020 after 9 months of play, will have their points transferred to the 2022 season.
That's nice. So they didn't lose out on those.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Let's see
here. We were looking at, it looked like the, there was like some sort of one in Europe that was going to be in April of 2022, the European Championships.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it looks like that's all the info they had is that the European Championships are taking place in April of 2022, which is going to be earlier than the World Championships, maybe even North America Championships.
There's no dates announced really for anything. So
there isn't.
And then there's a bunch of, I mean, you can go into detail. It is a lot longer, the press release, but you can go to Pokemon's website and you can read all the details on it, Pokemon.com. And it does have all the COVID-19 procedures, that as well. So you can read up on that. But I think the fact that we're getting a more structured idea of how events are going to be ran, this is probably good news, because I would assume that Play Pokemon events would start happening sooner rather than later. Is that safe to say?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Obviously, we have no insider information at all. Just because they send over a press release does not mean we know what's going to happen. It's just all speculation from 3 Pokemon fans right here. Mm-hmm. But my guess is, if I was going to say play would resume in the United States, where all 3 of us are located, I would say in January. I would say like beginning of the year, kind of a fresh start type of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think sooner this year? Or do you think next year?
I think next year to play it safe. I think I think we wait until the fresh year starts.
Rushing in. In 2021, maybe they just, like, wait out the rest of the year. I don't know if they're going to start, because they used to do pre-releases as still part of, did those play points count toward, like, regionals and stuff like that?
I don't believe they did.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, because I know you had your player ID and everything, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe, I mean, like, there's a couple sets coming out in November, maybe December, if they start doing a pre-release there. I mean, that's different than an actual tournament, but. You never know.
I'm ready for pre-releases to start back up. Like, actual pre-release events. Like, I am so ready for that. Now, we're talking on, like, an official sanctioned format. Yeah, I mean, because there are game shops doing them.
Yeah.
Official Pokemon.
But we only have one more set this year.
Yep.
Just Fusion Strike. Is that Fusion November? Strike.
November.
That's November, right? Yeah. Okay. Wow! Everything's happening so fast!
So, November... So fast. And it's weird to think this, okay? So November 12th is when Fusion Strike comes out, which obviously is a Friday. But then pre-releases would start 2 weeks prior.
Yeah. Like,
which would mean October 29th. So in 2 more weeks, we'll be able to get Fusion Strike cards.
So fast.
Okay, so I don't think they're going to do the pre-release events for that.
Yeah.
Wow, the fact that that's in like 2 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is ready. Nuts.
Yeah, so ready. I would imagine. I would imagine maybe next week we might have more details on Fusion Strike. Oh, do you need that real fast?
Wake up! Yep. Thank you.
There you go.
That's a good
Sorry.
One.
Yeah, Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I feel like we've gotten some on Fusion Strike, but like not enough. The fact that it's coming out here in like a month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's so much happening though.
I bet next week, if I was to guess, next week we'll probably be discussing the pre-release promos. I bet we'll get that information here pretty soon.
We want Mew.
Woo.
I wonder what the pre-release promos will be.
Mew!
You think Mew?
If I had to guess, I would choose Mew, maybe a Genesect.
Maybe another Mew.
Oh, another, is this we're going to get our Smeagol. Smeagol?
Smeagol. Oh, the Smeargle? Like
yeah, Smeagol.
Smeargle?
Smeagol.
Yeah, I don't know what the promos would be. Okay.
Well, we'll find out soon, I'm sure.
We'll find out soon.
Absolutely.
But yes, play Pokemon. Hopefully soon. Hopefully very, very soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next up, we got the new Pokemon movie. Finally! we're seeing the new Pokemon movie.
Pokemon movie!
You can go to Netflix right now and see Pokemon Secrets of the Jungle, which is currently in the top 10 on Netflix.
That's so exciting.
That is very exciting. And of course, fan favorites are returning. Everybody loves a friend of the podcast, Sarah Natachini. And of course, Sarah Natachini is returning as the voice of Ash Ketchum. A lot of great talent in this cast. Mm-hmm. And some new characters as well.
How exciting. I'm looking at the little cover art here for the movie, and it's Zarud overlooking the Pride Lands. It reminds me of like a Mufasa Simba kind of situation. It's really cute.
I remember we were talking about this movie over a year ago on the podcast.
We were.
Wow.
And it's finally out. So that is exciting. That it's finally, it's real. It exists. The secrets of the jungle are out there for us to discover on Netflix.
But what are the secrets?
I'm gonna go discover them, Danny.
All right.
Now, if you remember, in Japan, they released that promo.
Yes, the Coco promo.
Yeah, which was a human.
A human as a Pokemon
kind of,
card.
Maybe, possibly.
I don't know the secrets yet.
Yeah, we don't know the secrets.
We don't know the secrets. We can't talk about the movie because we can't spoil anything.
No, no secrets.
But do you think we'll see that promo?
Ooh.
Or is that going to be not released outside of Japan? Like, how would they even release that?
Man, it'd be so cool Pokemon if they did Center. Actual movie promos at the movie theaters, like back in the day.
They did for the I Choose You film.
Yes.
They did Ash's Pikachu.
Yeah.
And that iconic viral clip of like all those grown adults like freaking out over the Pikachu in the theater. You remember that?
I do.
I was sitting in the theater watching it.
Pikachu speaking
just,
or something.
As soon as Pikachu says, "It's because I like being with you," and everyone just goes, "What the?"
I remember I did a video of going to the movie theater. And to see that movie and like getting the free card, and then like we sat down in the lobby and opened up Pokemon cards, and I made like a whole video out of it on the channel. Nostalgia.
I love that.
Nostalgia. But yeah, I mean, maybe I would assume they would put this on DVD. Maybe they could put it in the DVD package.
It's possible. They've done stuff like this before, and I would say within the next couple months it'll probably be put on, you know, DVD, Blu-ray setup like they do with all the films. So it makes sense. If it's with the Netflix now, with the Netflix deal, it may take upwards of a year to get that release. Similar with the remake of the first movie. That took a while to get put out because of the Netflix deal. But, you know, it shouldn't be... I wouldn't think it would be forever. I do think it'll come sooner than later.
Yeah, I'm just curious if we get that promo. Because if not, I need to get one.
It's a cool promo.
From Japan. So it's a very unique situation for sure. But yeah, go watch that on Netflix right now. Pokemon Secrets of the Jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
Fun and games?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And Zaruds.
Ooh, Dada Zarud?
Mm-hmm. Dada.
And then our big topic we're going to discuss this week is Pokemon Celebrations. We've all been celebrating it over the weekend. We got to officially open it up. It is now in stores as well. Thoughts? Did you go out to the stores trying to find it? Let's start with that. Let's start with, did you go to the stores to try to find it?
Yes and no. I went to the store. I checked while I was at the store, but I didn't go to the store for that reason. But they did not.
Oh, you're already at the store? You just happened to be in the area?
I went to, like, a Target. Anyway, I was going there, so I decided to check while I was there, see if it was, like, on shelves, but I did not see it.
Oh.
But I did hear that they're, like, stocking new Celebration stuff almost daily at stores.
Really?
I did see a picture today of an entire Walmart end cap full of the tins.
Target has an end cap special for that stuff, too, and it was empty when I checked it out. But they did make it for, like, the anniversary. They had all the toys and, like, the silver plushies and all that stuff. They had all that there. But cards.
What? Oh, no cards?
No cards.
No cards.
But there was a space where cards would have gone. It was just empty.
If they had them.
And this is where I'd put my cards. If I had any.
Danny, did you have any? You didn't have any luck?
I'm like Timmy Turner's dad. Yeah, no, I didn't find it. I was traveling. I was on my way to Vegas. And so I stopped off at a couple of GameStops along the way. And then one Target. And all of them were completely out of Celebrations. Hmm. But I was able to pre-order that Pikachu and Zekrom box. So I got
that. Good, good, good. Yep.
Nice.
Good.
So yeah, no, the Celebrations hunt was unsuccessful. It's very sad.
I did find Celebrations.
You found it?
I found Celebrations. Found it at GameStop.
What?
Found it at Barnes & Noble.
Yo, I gotta move to Indiana. Dude, come on. Barnes & Noble?
The thing with Barnes & Noble is they were limiting one per person.
Oh, wow.
So not one box per person, not one of each item, but one item in general. So I think by the time I got to Barnes & Noble, they had Dark Sylveon, the Zacian, and Pikachu V-Union. All the ETBs were gone. That's what they had left. GameStop had the V-Memories and the ETBs as well. So... I did get the V-Memories box. I don't have it sitting up here. I did get the V-Memories box. I got an ETB, and I got a Pikachu V-Union from Barnes & Noble as well.
Nice.
And I got the free stuff at GameStop because it was free stuff.
Yeah, I got the Snorlax VMAX jumbo.
Yes.
And that little binder.
And the binder, yes. That mine actually had Duraludon promos left over from the Evolving Skies.
Wow.
Release day, and they were like, here, take these two.
Stop. Like, take our cards.
So, got those. But yeah, it was interesting. I haven't tried Target. I haven't looked at Target, so I don't know about that. Well, I take that back. I was at a Target on Saturday filming a video, and they were completely wiped out of Celebrations. And this was probably like 5 p.m. on Saturday, and they literally had about 6 cases of the mini tins, like the boxes, and they were all gone.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Yeah, those mini tins. How many different designs are there on those tins? There's 6?
6-ish?
The mini tins for Celebrate? There's 8. There's 8 different
ones.
Oh, for each region. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Each of them, so there's not like doubles in there. There's one thing would come with all 8 in there.
Got it.
It was kind of randomly sorted. It's not like they put them in order. And then that first one, all of them have the starters except for that first one that has Pikachu's tail coming out of a bush. That's about it. They're really
nice. I want to collect them all. I feel like they're going to be really hard to get, though. I haven't seen. I pre-ordered literally one from GameStop, I believe.
One mini tin?
One mini tin.
Okay.
I think I got one mini tin and one of something, like one of the deluxe pin collection, I think, from GameStop.
It's
being shipped to me. But yeah, these cards, how many packs? Jordan, I know, has just gone to town opening these packs.
I've been opening a lot of packs.
What is the hardest one that you are trying to get that you haven't gotten yet?
For me, for some reason, Gold Star Umbreon, kind of expected, but the Delta Species Gardevoir EX is the one of the cards I really wanted the most, and it's eluded me this whole time.
It's for some reason, cool. You just can't get it.
I can't.
So I was telling this before we started recording, but I opened literally one random pack on behalf of a friend over the weekend while I was at that the thing in Vegas, and I pulled. That was the one card that I pulled was the Gardevoir EX.
What do you think about? Pack. So what do you think about the classic collection? Every card having the like full art texture to it.
I really like it.
You think that's a cool thing, or are we just kind of like, I don't know about that.
It looks good on certain cards, and then the other one, like the Rockets admin or some of the other trainers, I don't think. Is there more than one?
Yeah, there's Imposter Professor O.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's the team. Here comes Team Rocket as well.
Here comes Team Rocket. Yeah.
I feel like it didn't look as cool on those. It felt like a little unnecessary, but if it's the way to distinguish it from the other set, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the logo distinguishes that, the 25th anniversary logo, right?
Oh, true. No, that logo's on all of them, isn't it?
Yeah, but you wouldn't need, like, texture to distinguish
it.
Oh,
I meant from, like, the other, the Celebrations version.
Oh, like the standard set is what you're saying. Yeah, okay, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it adds something.
Adds a little bit of flair.
Like, my problem is, I get it, you know, 25 years, here's 25 cards. But as great as a lot of the cards are to see, I feel like there was, like, a lot left that they could have done to it or added to it. Yeah. Like, Cleffa looks great, and then there's nothing wrong with Cleffa, but we could have had a Neo Lugia or a Crystal Lugia, like something that like really represents what everyone wanted to pull in that era. Like, you have the Charizard, why didn't you get Charizard 2, which was Lugia? Like, we have a Lugia in the main set, that's fine, it's a nice Lugia card, but like, I think that specifically the Neo one or even the Crystal one represent like that the chase in that period was that Lugia card and how cool it was.
I think that's that's definitely a valid thing. I think mainly what they were trying to go for is playable cards throughout the era. Cards that were like heavily played in tournaments. Sure.
We didn't get I didn't realize we didn't get any crystal cards. There aren't any.
No, we got no
none of the
E-series
cards. Yeah. Wow.
But it is
weird.
It seems
suspicious.
Like, I understand what you're saying, because it's like there are so many cards to celebrate. It seems weird to not have, like, let's say, an Eevee in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Eevee's so prominent now, like, you're celebrating 25
or just
years.
The standard Pikachu. Like, I know we got the full art, you know, artwork done for the main set, but a textured artwork of the original Pikachu card? Like, I don't know. It just feels interesting the way they, like, went about it. Like, especially because if they're going off of, oh, these are the biggest played ones, right? Like, these are, like, playability-wise. These are collector's versions of cards. These don't work in normal play in any form. It's just they're the collector's side of it. So I thought it would also kind of try and cater to that, like, your collecting hobbies. You know, it's like, oh, wow, yeah, Lugia, that's a big chase card. Like, let's get some E-series in there with the crystals. Let's get an Umbreon. Like, we got the Umbreon Gold Star, but let's get, like, the Espeon, the regular Espeon from one of the Neos. Or let's get an unknown card. Like, something that represents all the eras throughout the 25 years. I feel like there was some missing gaps in there. And it's just weird, because it's like some will have maybe one card from around the era, but then, of course, you have your several from the original stuff. Like, just, like, right from the beginning. And it's like, I feel like we're missing, you know, I would have either taken a little bit of a larger set to make the chase a little bit longer, or, you know, had a little bit more variables in what generations they pull the cards from.
I was thinking that it would be neat to see this done in future sets. So instead of having, like, the gold cards or whatever, take a couple classic cards. Take one or two classic cards from the past and remake them and put them in a brand new set.
Whoa.
And they would literally be a collector thing, because you wouldn't be able to play with them. But that would be like an ultimate chase right there. It's like, oh, I'm going to try to get this Togepi from the Neo era. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be anything big, but it could just be something simple like that.
Yeah.
And put it in, you know, put it in a set every once in a while and kind of reminisce on past cards. So I don't think we necessarily need to have an anniversary to celebrate these past cards, because I think people would love to see them on a regular basis. I mean, you could do this for years and years, like forever, honestly.
Yeah,
you
there's a lot of cards. That's such an interesting idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like,
if
just
they
make
would
them a secret rare.
Yeah. And just make it not be a playable card. Because these ones, I mean, it's interesting with these ones, they literally kept the exact same text on there, like even the year.
Yeah.
The only thing they changed is they, you know, besides the holo pattern and the logo, you know, the 25th anniversary logo, is they just took off the Wizards of the Coast branding.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, wow.
That's it's everything else is left the exact, you know, same on there. So they're really cool, and I do like the ones that we got for sure. I just wish there was something a little bit more special that was like, okay, now we're really celebrating all the eras. There's like, we get the Charizard, it's like, of course, you know, like we're celebrating now, get the starters, absolutely. But like Rocket's Admin, cool card, yeah, but there could have been something else in that, you know, that spot. Cleffa, cool card. Doesn't represent that era by itself. Like, yeah, they're like,
Cleffa is one of my favorite ones from the set.
It looks good in person with the holo. Like, I will give it that. It looks great with the holo pattern on it. But when I'm thinking Neo, I'm thinking that era, that's not the card that comes to my mind, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's why I was
Same with, like, the Claydol from Great Encounters and the Donphan from Heart Gold Soul Silver. Like, they could have picked any Prime. Like, Blissey Prime, they could have done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Donphan is, like, cool.
But, I mean, if you're sticking with picking out cards that are highly playable throughout the years, like, there's definitely certain cards that you have to stick with. Like, even though, yeah, I get it. Like, Claydol is not the most fan favorite of card, but it was definitely a prominent card in the competitive scene. So, but who knows? Like, we might see more of this stuff in the future if it's going over so well right now. Like, I mean, this could. Yeah,
that would be sick, Nate. If they took your idea and ran with it,
Pokemon, you can have it. Absolutely, go for it.
Go. Did anybody get any of the Japanese version? Because I have to say the holographic pattern on the Japanese ones is significantly cooler. Yeah. This one is still cool, but man, did they, like, the border with the holo? Like,
I think I really started going, man, we should have gotten that holo border, is when you get cards like Xerneas, right? Which has, like, it's already an EX, so the whole card would be kind of faux anyway, but, like, the parts where they would make the holo on it are very hard to see, and they're very little. Oh. But having the border going around it would make it stand out. Like, seeing the border with, like, the Rayquaza, and, like, when you get, like, the EX or the Delta species or anything that has...
Xerneas right here.
Yeah, like, look, if that border was all gold, it would stand out so, so much, and it would look, I don't know, it's definitely way cooler. But, like, border. It's cool to get, like, the X card because you kind of get the border. You know, you get, like, the silver sparkles. But, you know, it just, man.
The Garchomp.
Why won't we get hollow borders here? Why
can't the Garchomp C-Level X one had a really nice set of it, actually.
That one looks great. Absolutely. Yeah, that was that the and one the Luxray.
Yeah, those two. Because they actually legitimately put that type of border on the side of it. That was, yeah. The one that I got that was like that. They should have just done that with all of them.
But can we talk about the Greninja?
Wow!
I mean, how awesome is that Greninja Gold Star?
Oh, I haven't seen it in person yet. I got my ETB, and I haven't cracked it yet. I've been waiting to record a video.
Oh, yeah.
ETB pull rates have been pretty good for the packs they give you in there. I would say that and, like, the mini tins, surprisingly, I've had good hits in. So.
Nice. Yeah, and, you know, we discussed this on the podcast for, I feel like, weeks now at this point. Of how available we think Celebrations is going to be. And I still kind of stick with what I said weeks ago, that I think Pokemon Celebrations is going to be available all the way until holiday season of next year. I think that's how long we're going to be seeing this. They're making so much of it because obviously so many people are going to want it, so why wouldn't they make a bunch of it and keep making it, right, too? You know? I think one of my things was, is like, I saw it popping up at Burlington they're not Coat Factory anymore.
Oh, they don't be making coats.
They make they're just
Burlington now.
Oh, mm-hmm. There's not a factory for coats there.
Yeah. There's just Burlington. All right, now.
My bad.
But when I saw it popping up at Burlington, my thought process of that was, all right, Burlington typically, like, doesn't get new items. They buy, like, overstock of other items. So if they're getting new items, that shows you, like, how much they're printing to where Burlington is able to just buy it brand new as soon as it gets released.
Wow. Yeah, I still can't find any anywhere. But, I think in good time, if they are producing it all year... And you're right, they're going to want to produce a bunch of it because it's their celebratory celebration set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they're wanting to celebrate 25 years of Pokemon, why would they just print a little bit of it and go, all right, that's it. We know you all want to celebrate with us. Yeah. It makes sense to overprint it, if anything.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think there's only going to be a few items that may be harder to encounter and more limited when it comes to, like, the Ultra Premium Collection, which is probably the most, like, limited of the prints at being the most expensive item as well. And even to an extension, the Pikachu figure box, I do think, will be the second most, like, obscure one, like, to find as much. But when it comes to any of the box stuff, yeah, whether it's the Zacian, the Dragapult, Lance, Charizard, or the Sylveon, or even the Pikachu V-Union, I still think those will be very plentiful, with the Pikachu V-Union being, like, the most printed out there. And then, as far as, you know, we've seen and heard, is the ETBs are just everywhere. They're mass printed.
I think they made more ETBs than anything.
Absolutely. I think they started realizing how many people like getting the ETBs, because at first getting ETBs was like, it's kind of like for starters because you get all the stuff in there, but it's no, like, they put promos in there now, they're putting more in stuff, they're making Pokemon Center exclusive versions. I do think that's one of their top selling items in general, so I think they're pushing that the most.
Yeah, and they make great display pieces too, whether they're opened or sealed. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you don't have storage, you just take the stuff out and you can store cards in there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Extra storage on your storage.
So I definitely personally wouldn't overpay for Celebrations, just because I think it's going to be out there for a long period of time.
Sure.
And there's going to be a plenty of it. I mean, especially when there's only 50 cards in the entire set.
Right.
There's going to be so many extra singles floating around there. You know, if you're someone that just likes to buy singles instead of opening up the packs, I mean, there's just going to be so many. So many. And, I don't know. Like, do you think one card is harder to pull than another card from this set?
Yeah, sometimes I do think, like, the Charizard, based on everyone that I've seen, it's like people have pulled so many of everything else than have one Charizard, you know. And same thing with, I think, Shining Magikarp is a pretty hard pull, and the Gold Star Umbreon, I would say, are the probably, like, out of the you know, the Celebrations subset, I do think those three are probably on the hardest side to get.
Mm-hmm.
And the main set, really just the shiny gold Mew would probably be the only hard one to pull, because everyone else has another easy chance. Like, the Pikachus aren't hard to pull. You get them more often than not a V or V-Max version of them. So, or that full art. That full art one is out there plentiful. It is.
I Professor. Love that Pikachu.
Yeah. The Professors all are out there, you know, so... I really just think it's that shiny Mew, and then those other three from the subset are going to be...
Honestly, there's some pretty neat errors out there, too.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple errors so far. I have a Full Art Professor's Research crimped all at the top.
Oh, man.
I have two random cards. Not all of them in the pack were like this, but just the two top ones are... On one side, it's the regular cut card with, like, the curve, but on the other side, it's a straight rectangle cut on both the other sides. So I don't know what happened there, but those are cool.
I'll tell you a really interesting one that I've seen, and that comes from our friend John. To where he got a card that had the holo foil pattern on the back.
Stop.
Ooh, that's a unique one right there.
That is really interesting. Did it show through the whole card, or was it like the whole?
So it's not on the entire back of it. It's like kind of like splattered. Mm-hmm. Almost like the back of it got stuck to another card, and, like, when it peeled off, it, like, brought the holo pattern with it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Interesting. Yeah, we'll have to ask him there to show us that card.
Yeah.
It's really, really interesting. But, yeah, and I've also seen some, like, someone sent me a picture of, like, their Greninja was, like, half of one Greninja and then another half of a...
Are you kidding me? Ooh. What's going on? Another Greninja.
Nice.
So
that's a good.
I don't know. There's some interesting errors out there.
I wonder if they're printing it with, like, a different process, or if it's just, like, a new printing company, or, like, what's going on with. Because that's, like, a lot of errors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's probably they're just printing a lot and a lot and a lot, and it's just some are slipping through like that.
The quality control, yeah.
Because I did see a video recently, where kind of showed, like, in the factory how, like, stuff was being made and, like, boxed up and all that stuff, and it's like, yeah, it's just employees having to control these robots and then take die cuts and all this, so it's easy that there's going to be human error and machine error along the way that not always gets, you know, caught.
It happens.
Yeah.
But it's funny to see, like, when you get, like the half and half of a Greninja that's sealed in a package. Because it's like, nuts. Like, that got sealed into something, and it's like, well, it's going out.
I would keep that card forever. That's absolutely. So cool.
I think sometimes in most cases, like, even if it's a card, like, you're like, oh, I was really looking forward to this card. You got a one of one. Like, yeah, that's a little cooler. More space. Yeah, it's not as, like, pristine looking because it's all, you know, mismatched. But that's, to me, way cooler. I love, you know, getting cards.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I would be really more excited about cut. That than I would a normal one.
I got this really badly cut reverse Pikachu recently, and it's so far rectangular on one side that you had the little printing dot on it that you can see where the line which should
really?
Cut it. So
I
was like, oh, that's cool. Let's go into my air clay. It's like so off its base. It's like, here's what the card should be, and it's like this. So
it's funny that you mentioned that. I had bought a Cosmic Eclipse card that had a printing dot on it that I didn't realize when I had bought it.
Nice.
And then someone had pointed out to me in the video that it actually has the printing dot on it.
Wow.
I'm gonna grab it real fast.
Yeah, the printing dot stuff is, I thought it was really cool. As soon as I saw that, I noticed, like, oh, I know exactly what that is. That's the printing dot right there. That's the line where it should be, you know, cut around. So
that's so cool. Sick.
Let's see here. Where is it at?
Yeah, the one time that happened to me. I got a couple of crimped cards from Dragon's Exalted one time, and I still have them in my binder. So I was like,
I love the
so
crimped
random.
Cards.
Yeah.
It looks so good. I wish all the edges on every Pokemon card were crimped because it looks so cool, and it feels great.
Oh,
it's texture.
Gosh. If those of you listening don't know what we're talking about, the top of the machine that closes, that seals the booster pack, can sometimes catch some cards in there. I feel like I've heard about it happening more with Celebrations than anything else.
More and more.
I don't know how well.
Oh, yeah, I can see a little dot in the corner. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
It's on the
so fun.
The full art or the alternate art. I don't know. Is this the alternate art?
I think that might be the regular full art.
I don't remember. So Solgaleo and Lunala GX from Cosmic Eclipse.
And it has a little print dot. That's special now.
Oh, it's very special.
Very, very special.
Very special. So
yeah, let us know, those of you listening, if you've gotten any weird errors, please tag us in it. Show us online. That's nice. Nate's got one straggler hair sticking out.
Is this like a look? Should I just...
Mm-hmm.
You should
just leave it like that now?
Down. Yeah.
I say
yeah.
Go for it.
Distinguished.
A distinguished gentleman.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I like Celebrations. It's a fun it's a fun set to open up to reminisce about past Pokemon times and different eras. And I know when I was opening up the first time I was opening up Celebrations from that box that the Pokemon Company sent us, like, there were times that I forgot that I was recording because I was so into the Celebration card, and I was like thinking of those certain time periods and like what was going on in my life for me personally too. And it was just bringing back a lot of memories, and I was like, oh, I forgot. I'm recording.
Wow. That's powerful.
It is.
It's special that, that new Pokemon can do that.
Yeah. I mean, just even like,
memories.
Even with simple stuff like Tapu Lele GX, you know, everybody wanted Tapu Lele GX. I mean, that was a card that was in everybody's deck back in that era. So Celebrations is definitely hopefully we see it again. You think
special,
this is a
special Celebration?
You think this is something we'll see, you know, because we thought Hidden Fates was like a one-off, right?
Yeah.
And then
depends
well,
on how well it sells, they can go, oh, we can do this more often. So if Celebrations becomes, you know, that like, oh, we just can't get enough of this, then they're gonna be like, oh yeah, just keep printing it, and then we're gonna keep doing that same thing. So every year, that's why we get shinies now instead of every other year. And I'm sure, and I know by the end of next year we're gonna have more shinies because, you know, Japan's getting another shiny set, so shinies aren't gonna stop. And then now we're getting character cards again because, you know, of course we loved them, so they want to bring them back. So makes sense.
Do you wonder if the plan was to all along bring back some of these cards, or if they are paying so close attention to the Pokemon community and they're seeing the love that some of these cards have, if they're like, we should do that again. Like, the community obviously loves it so much. Let's do a fan service and bring these back.
If it weren't for the community, I think that they wouldn't have tailored so many specific releases to what the community is saying they like and what they don't like. So I think the reason we see more alternate arts is because everyone was pretty vocal in saying, wow, we want the alternate art. We're chasing the alternate art. And it started very slow. Like, here's a couple, and then it turned into a lot. Now every set has like a ridiculous amount of alternate arts in them, and it's like, wow, that's a lot to handle. And then they're making boxes with the alternate arts, and it used to be Rainbow was the exciting thing, but it's kind of moved on past that. And you know, if people aren't up for the Rainbow anymore, who's to say that like when they do whatever's beyond Sword and Shield that Rainbows phase out and it's more alternate arts, or like you said, bring back like a classic chase card in a set, or just switch it up so it's not the same thing. And we've been doing, okay, we gotta get our gold cards, we gotta get our rainbow cards, we gotta get our full arts. Kind of simplifies and maybe even shrinks down the set a little bit, because the sets are very daunting now with having like 30 rainbow cards. So if we can, you know, maybe take one or two out of the equation of the styles, whether it's like the gold or some of the rainbows, it may be more beneficial to everyone's enjoyment of collecting and better odds of pulling the thing you want to pull.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they do take note about how people are reacting to Celebration, which I think is pretty positive overall. Maybe they'll throw some of those and find a way to incorporate those reprints, like Nate was saying, in the in some upcoming sets. That would be so cool to see.
Right,
a mini set, or just something where they bring that back again.
You don't have to do like a big card like a Lugia. I mean, it'd be nice to see a Lugia, but
it'd be nice.
You know, you could do a common or an uncommon card that was really popular at the time, and people would still like go crazy over it for sure.
Yeah, but once they get to the point where like in Evolving Skies, and there's like freaking 70 ultra rares or whatever is going on in that, it gets to a point where you're like, you can't be that excited about any one in particular because there's so many.
There's a lot.
I gotta say, I hope next year, like, we cut back on the secret rares just a little bit. Because it is just, it's way too many.
It's, like, hard to get excited about one. Because there's, like, oh, well, there's still, like, 25 other ones I need.
I would also like to give a little update on the Pikachu Zekrom pre-order situation. So, last Friday, I didn't have time to stop in and get a pre-order. But, and they may still be up as the time you're listening, the pre-orders are still live on their website for this box.
Oh.
So I just pre-ordered my box. You could just go to the website and pre-order the Zekrom Pikachu GameStop exclusive gold card box.
And it is $60.
It is $60. Yep. It has 10 packs in there, the gold card, a jumbo version of the gold card, and I don't know, maybe some other stuff.
Online code card.
Ooh, nice. I've been waiting for that.
Nice.
The online code card as well. And then, of course, as we mentioned in previous episodes, the Reshiram and Charizard GX tag team card, the gold one, that box will be an exclusive to Walmart. Mm-hmm. Will they do a pre-order? Who knows? Probably
the world
not.
May never know.
It,
or ever see it.
Yeah. That's
guess we'll never
I got to say, I really, really despise when there is Walmart exclusives.
I am right there with you.
We just never get them.
You so just never see them.
Not us.
They're almost impossible to get.
Yeah.
Like, there's no system in place whatsoever.
To this day, I've never in person at any Walmart I've ever been to have ever seen the Hidden Fates boxed version of the tins in person at all. So,
yeah, it's Walmart.
They're a myth.
At least with GameStop, like, GameStop sticks to the release day. You know they're not going to sell it sooner than the release day. It's coming out on that day. You know when you go there. If you go there right when they open, you know most likely they're probably going to have it. They usually do pre-orders that are in place, you know, and they announce when they're going to do the pre-orders as well. Like, there's a solid system there.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to Walmart and sometimes even kind of Target,
it's a free-for-all. It's a mosh pit.
It is a little rough, though. For sure.
Disrespect your surroundings.
Wake up. I'm up.
That one never gets old.
I'm up.
It never gets old.
Hello?
Never.
I'm up.
Wake up. But yeah, we don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see if we end up getting it or not.
I hope we can pre-order that one or do something with it. Yeah, otherwise we're just not going to get it. It's either they have it for pre-order or something, or we just don't see it.
Well, we don't know, but the one thing we do know, 100% for sure, that we do know, is that this is the end of today's podcast, unfortunately. That's right. It's the end of today's podcast. We loved spending some time with all of you today. Don't forget, next week is the debut of the new secondary podcast.
Oh.
The Shadowless Podcast presents Heavily Played. So, first episode will be free. It'll be uploaded on iTunes and Spotify just like normal. But then after the first episode, it will be exclusive to Patreon. If you want to go subscribe to Patreon, it is only... And we are going to start doing some giveaways on there as well. But of course, the Shadowless Podcast itself will always be free on iTunes and Spotify or anywhere you listen to a podcast, honestly. But thank you all for being here today. You know, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you do listen to the podcast on something, let's say, oh, I don't know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and there is some sort of, let's say, rating or review system mm-hmm. in place.
All right.
Please take a moment out of your day. Consider leaving that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the rating charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on...
Are we doing this again? It's a big long gap.
I gotta say, Super Duper Danny.
Yeah.
Very disappointed that there was no animal fact this week.
Oh no!
I tried to hit. I hinted at it earlier.
No!
The Shadowless Podcast.
Come on. The bowman, Stone Cold Sissa.
Oh, I forgot. God dang it.